When I hear the sounds of these women singing Bye Bye Poverty, it makes the journey to this point all the while worth it. It's been less than a week since I touched back down from Zimbabwe, and my heart is still full of joy by the experience of helping 20 selected participants from over 300 applications who were fully funded to be with us while we trained them on how to go from female farmers to agribusiness entrepreneurs. And here's how we made it happen. Hey, it's W.E. DeCruz, and welcome to From the Desk of the Digital Diplomat. Here in our subscription access to my podcast, the Digital Diplomat Podcast, you're going to sit alongside with me at my desk, learning how I navigate people, policies, and processes from domestic, local level to global engagement. Here on this subscription, you are going to absolutely learn everything that I do from a personal to professional level of engagement in becoming the digital diplomat and helping so many people like yourself within your very respective industries engage organizations like the United Nations, the U.S. Embassy, different domestic, state, federal corporations and councils, how to really position and posture yourself as an authority locally and global leader. From the Desk of the Digital Diplomat offers resources and information in a very direct, linear, conversational way that makes sense to anyone who is not familiar with the intersection of digital development and diplomacy. I am so excited to sit alongside with you here at my desk. It's my most intimate and personal space. Everything that happens to me, for me, through me, with me, happens here at my desk first. So I'm super excited to welcome you into my world. Let's get going. My gosh, where do I begin? About 2 years ago, Naomi Jordan Cook and I, my partner at the Virtual Global Consulting Group, also known as VGC Group, got a message and got a request from our partners at MSU, specifically the Alliance for African Partnership, reached out to us and asked us to come speak to a group of agribusiness entrepreneurs from Southern Africa as part of the U.S. Department of State's Professional Fellowship Program. The request came in with really only 3 days from the date in which we needed to actually show up in person. I remember reaching out to Naomi, sharing the request. Unfortunately, due to last minute, as well as her previous schedule of traveling, Naomi was unable to fly into Michigan from New Jersey in person as she typically would. We decided that we were going to do a virtual session with the women. But last minute, I had a nudge in my spirit to drive the hour and change from Detroit to East Lansing to meet the women in person. And today, I know why God gave me that nudge. As I walked into the room of agribusiness entrepreneurs, I was excited to see so many women from Zimbabwe, some from Uganda, and other parts of Southern Africa. After a presentation, which was full of sharing our journey as women, mothers, wives, tech entrepreneurs, as well as product-based business owners, me, myself, co-founder of the Mushroom Angel Company, and Naomi, working with her husband in their tequila rum brand, Blue Royal Spirits, there was a sense of camaraderie, a sense of connection and partnership that was made in that room. I remember shedding a tear during my presentation. They talked about the journey with Naomi, how I started as just an assistant to her looking at me and saying, you know, W.E.D. Cruz, you're so much more than an assistant. Like, you are so powerful. We need to be in partnership together. I want to be in business with you. And that was the beginning of the Virtual Global Consulting Group, which has now been in existence for 8 years. And so there was a sense of camaraderie. And I was even more ecstatic to know that there was a mushroom farmer in the audience. There was a beautiful lady named Nesta, who's a mushroom farmer from Zimbabwe. And we began to talk about mushrooms and the ones that she was growing in Zimbabwe and the challenges we're having here and how we've been able to create value add in the marketplace by taking mushrooms and turning them to burger patties and other products to sell in stores and in restaurants. And she was just amazed because she expressed to me that there were so many mushrooms being wasted each and every day in Zimbabwe because women don't know how to grow the commodity of mushrooms and turn them into actual products and use them in different applications to sell into the marketplace. And it was through those conversations that I knew, like, oh my goodness, okay, something has to be done. Something can be done. There could be a cultural exchange of knowledge and information from a citizen's level that can impact our communities. In Zimbabwe, growing oyster mushrooms is a very common thing because of the temperature, whereby here in the U.S., where we are in Michigan, portobello mushrooms are more common, and oyster mushrooms are kind of a delicacy or more of a specialty a product for us and more expensive for sure in the marketplace. And so I stayed in touch personally with Tracy. Tracy, who's the founder of Annie's Treats, she produces nutritionally conscious snack bars made of seeds. She takes sesame seeds and other products that other farmers and folks in Zimbabwe would think are wasteful and turns them into nutritional snack bars. And she's built a whole company called Annie's Treats, selling them to different restaurants and establishments across Zimbabwe. She's traveled around the world to Egypt. She's won awards across Africa. I was just so amazed by her story. You can actually listen to that story early on in my podcast where I interviewed her. And it was after that interview also that I realized, like, okay, Tracy, I think there's something could be done. I think we can do something together. And she kind of looked at me and was like, okay, W.E.D. Cruz, like, I hear you, but I don't really see the pathway forward. As a digital diplomat, I have learned over the years the different funding mechanisms that businesses like yourselves and organizations perhaps that you may have in terms of nonprofits can leverage to really impact the global economy and engage in the global international business space. And so I remember looking up and searching specifically for a NOFO. A NOFO is a notice of funding opportunity. Many of you may have never heard of a NOFOs before, but there are NOFOs. There are funding opportunities and grants that are available to people like you and I who have grandiose ideas that want to bring them to reality. And so I found a NOFO specifically for Zimbabwe, a NOFO that was posted by the U.S. Embassy of Zimbabwe. And they had very specific thematic areas they wanted to address. And the thematic area that best fit our specialization, best fit a place and an area that we can impact was for rural-based women. They wanted to impact rural-based women, disenfranchised people, underserved communities. And so I reached out to Tracy. Tracy gathered the other girls, Nesta, Rooney, and brought out Naomi. And we talked and we shared about this vision about creating ecosystems that can support female farmers in really creating value add. So taking commodities like nuts and vegetables and fruits and really turning them into everyday products that people can eat in the grocery stores, in the restaurants. And so we have this grand idea of impacting rural-based farmers because we know the economy, the backbone of many economies, especially in places like Zimbabwe, is by the efforts of women, female farmers, specifically in rural areas. And so Tracy was a little hesitant at first, and she'll tell you. She was like, I don't know, W.E., I don't know if we fit this. I'm like, girl, you can write a narrative however which way you want to fit thematic areas. I may have to do a podcast specifically on how to approach NOFOs, but nonetheless, we got together. I led in the writing of the NOFO because I know how to write winning proposals. Naomi supported with the budget because Naomi knows how to make numbers make sense. She knows how to make numbers talk. And Tracy, Rooney and Nesta pulled also a partnership, a woman in agriculture who've been doing work in the country. And they gave us kind of the local knowledge and information on the Zimbabwean business environment. And that's why it's so important that you partner, you know how to partner. And so we came together and we wrote this proposal. And I remember filling all the forms, all the documents, getting all paperwork together, just writing and posturing ourselves to really be the best people the best partnership to impact these areas. And so we submitted the proposal. And I'm thinking about proposals oftentimes when you submit them before the deadline, it does take time for it to be read. It takes time for you to hear back, especially depending upon when you submit it, depending upon the fiscal year. And we'll talk about the strategies around how, well, that's a whole nother conversation. But all of that are determinants on winning and securing a proposal. And so we submitted it. And the way I like to work is if I submit a proposal, I will do my research and knowing who's responsible for reviewing that proposal. And I will go and find those people, whether it's through my LinkedIn, through my network and my contacts, to ensure that they know that we submitted a proposal. Because I believe that anybody sees a proposal with our name on it, Naomi Cook Jordan Cook and my name on it, W.E.D. Cruz, and our organization's name on it, as well as the name of our partners who've been doing great work on the ground, who have the track record to prove it, I know that there's no reason why we shouldn't win a proposal, because we're good for it. We walk the talk and we make major impact. And so I reached out to a few folks to let them know, put it on the radar, like there's a proposal submitted with our name on it. You have to read it. And long and behold, a few months later, we get an email that says, hey, we want to approve this proposal. We can push the proposal forward, but you'll have to cut down on the budget submitted. And so we assessed the budget. We assessed the larger goal. We want to do like a 6-month program. And we said, okay, how can we take the 6-month program and turn it into 6 days, into a week, and impact the women in a week the same way that we could have impacted them in 6 months? And so we reworked the numbers and submitted the proposal. Naomi may help make those numbers work. And talk. And lo and behold, we were approved and we received the official notification of being awarded the grant. And it was through that grant that we were able to select and put out, well, first to put out an application for women. And we got well over 300 applicants, 300 applicants in rural areas across all of Zimbabwe. Okay. These women are hungry. There are people out there who want the knowledge and information, who want people like you and I to offer our products and our services. And most importantly, our specialization, our know-how. And so we could only select 20 women because in order for us to really impact them in a major way, we had to condense a number of women we were engaging. And we also wanted to remove any deterrents, any barriers of engagement. So we paid for housing for a week. We paid for all the materials. We paid for the transportation to the location in which we were hosting. We paid for everything. All they needed to do was come with an open mind and a commitment to take the information back to their communities and impact the hundreds of women who were waiting for the knowledge. They were going to be the ambassadors of this information. And that's how we were able to fully fund 20 Zimbabwean women, rural-based women, female farmers, and transform their minds to become agribusiness entrepreneurs. And we're so excited to see how they're going to create value-added products, taking mango fruits and turning them into mango jam, and then selling them in the marketplace. We have a big vision for these women. This is just a small example of what we can do with funding and support, but it's just a case study, just the beginning of the larger goal and larger vision. And in a quick way, that's how we were able to fully fund. And it was through a NOFO, a notice of funding opportunity. And there's so many funding mechanisms available to you if you know where to find them, how to apply them, and how to follow up on them. Again, my name is W.E.D. Cruz. I am here to help you impact locally and build globally and show you the way on how to navigate digital diplomacy and development. I hope you enjoyed this podcast and that it was informative to you. Please like, share, leave a review, and let's get the word out. We can't do this alone. This work requires you and I to leverage these opportunities and engagements for global impact. God bless you. If you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe, share a link to a family or friend, and leave a positive review. Also, check me out at thedigitaldiplomat.com for free resources and courses on helping people like you impact locally and build globally. And last but not least, check us out at the Mushroom Angel Company. Find out what we're doing to help solve the fight between whole foods and processed foods with mushrooms. See you in the next episode.